Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here today with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Brandon Bailing from the DNR. Brandon, thanks for taking the time to come sit down with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you came in, we talked a few things we wanted to talk about. First, free fishing day coming up soon.
Yeah, it's going to be this Saturday, June 8th. We'll have free fishing day. So everybody that's wanted to get out and get a line wet, now's your opportunity. All other rules and regulations are in place. You just don't have to have a fishing license. So get out, enjoy, you know, some cooler weather up in the mountains, hopefully with temperatures rising. It's a great time to get out and start fishing.
Yeah, great opportunity, too, to get those friends and family who aren't necessarily that into fishing. This is a chance to get them to try it out, and maybe you'll find a new fishing buddy. Who knows?
Right, exactly. Yeah, bring friends, family, anybody, you know, get them out there. Get them hooked.
And so kind of going along with that free fishing day, another topic you kind of wanted to cover was water safety, especially with reservoirs really starting to fill up now.
Right. Yeah. We're seeing, you know, reservoirs are either spilling or almost ready to spill. So streams and the creeks are going to be flowing a lot higher. So just be mindful of that. You know, practice some stream safety, water safety. Make sure you've got some sure footing. Those flows, you know, you shouldn't see flows really increasing a lot while you're there. Just know that when you go out, flows could be higher than normal.
And then another thing really coming up soon is antlerless applications are opening.
Yeah, the antlerless application period is open June 5th through the 19th of June. So if you're interested in putting in for antlerless, you know, get online and fill out those applications and get put in.
And where should they go online to find these applications?
You can just go to our main website, wildlife.utah.gov, and then click on the hunting tab and that'll take you right there.
And then speaking of things opening, the forests around here are really starting to open back up now.
Yeah, they're opening up gates. You can get to some of those higher elevation reservoirs. Some of everybody's favorite fishing spots are on the forest, it seems. And they're performing really well. I had the opportunity to run up on Farron Mountain yesterday and talk to anglers at Wrigley and Willow. And they were all catching fish and it seemed to be pretty steady. So I'm hesitant to say it's hot, but you know, fishing was good. There was a lot of tight lines. And then today we had the opportunity to run up above Joe's Valley to Grassy. And yeah, fishing was good there as well. So odds are, if you're going to get out and get on the forest, you're going to find some good fishing opportunities.
Nothing better than the great outdoors. Now, Brandon, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, we just encourage everybody to get out and enjoy our resources and spend some time with family and friends and be safe doing so.
Well, thank you again, Brandon, for taking the time out of your day to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio website or on the Castle Country Radio app.